It's Beer 30, the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
All right, it's Friday, it's Beer 30, and it's St. Patrick's Day Eve. I've got Brad from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. We're going to drink a beer as we do. This is a stout, a local stout. We thought, let's do a stout for St. Patty's Day. Interstellar Stout from Old Possum in Santa Rosa. 9.9% ABV, brewed with NorCal malt.
And so, an American stout is this, sort of distinct variant of European styles.
Right.
Just like Europeans, they have, a lot of American, a lot of the, generous quantities of hops and malt. It's everything is a little bit, ramped up in American styles versus the European styles, which is why you end up with these higher ABV contents. Usually, we usually do these types of things like in the fall and like in the winter because the alcohol content is so high. But if the sun's going to be out, it's going to be beautiful this weekend. But the wind is keeping it a wee bit nipply out, yeah, as the no one in Ireland says. So let's dive into this here. AATMF. The appearance. It is dark, baby, and it has got that espresso tan head on the top of it. I knowing it was 9.9, I poured mine out a couple minutes ago. I have not tasted it yet because I didn't want to be overwhelmed by what I assumed was going to be like this big boozy nose either. But as you get in and smell it, it's roasty malt, man.
Yeah,
it smells like roasted malt.
Roasted malt and not very boozy in the nose at all.
No, and I don't know if that's maybe because, like I said, I had mine open, some of the esters burned, or if that was just the way it was straight into the glass. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But you expect, like I said, at 9.9, you expect there to be some of that. But yeah, nice roasty malt. There's like a little toasted marshmallowy thing going on in it. Smells good.
Man, I'm not getting for 9.9, I'm not getting very much alcohol burn at all in the taste.
No, I'm not either, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It is pretty light bodied on the mid palate though. Like after your first sort of sip, it's pretty light bodied. Like you would not say that this thing is like this big creamy winter warmer style. Like it goes down really easy.
Yeah.
And I do love pointing out every time we do this, Danny, that this is back to your roots. When we first started this was your go-to beer.
Yeah.
Or style.
Really into porters and stouts. Yeah, I'm kind of just a little beside myself in a good way that I was, like you were saying, I was expecting just kind of like this booze bomb. And it is creamy and smooth, and I'm not feeling a lot of burn. It's dry. This is pleasantly better than I expected. Not that I expected it to not be good, but just different.
Right. So I guess the question is, we ask ourselves this kind of stuff on the show all the time, but they made this stout that's 9.9%. If you went to the grocery store shelf or to the, the tap room shelf and picked up a 4-pack of this or a 6-pack of this, expecting to have something a little bit boozier and you got this, would you be disappointed?
I mean, I think personally, for my personal taste, I would not be disappointed. I'd be pleasantly surprised that it wasn't so boozy. But I assume someone that is wants that alcohol burn, yeah, it might be a little bit not what you expected.
Yeah, I would like for there to be a little bit more. I would like for it to be just a little, I don't know if sweeter is the right term, but I would like some of that toasted marshmallow to kind of linger throughout the whole thing as opposed to just on that nose in the first part of the palate. Because it finishes like almost a little bit too dry for the way that it smells. But that doesn't mean that it's an unpleasant beer. I think it's going down really nice.
Yeah.
It's just a small little critique and of personal preference, but I think it's good, man. I like it. I like that it's not super creamy and super heavy. It's not a palate killer. This drinks the way that a stout on St. Patrick's Day should drink in mass quantities.
Right. I think that's it's interesting. I don't know if they did this intentionally, but they did sort of strike this balance of this big, kind of boozy stout that you would expect to get at a brewery locally in Northern California, Sonoma County. Yet there is the feel of like a Guinness and like a little bit of a lighter. It's like a hybrid, which is kind of cool, especially since we were trying to say do this for St. Patrick's Day. We might be drinking a lot,
right?
So maybe do one of these on St. Patrick's Day, but still.
Well, as somebody that owns an Irish-ish American pub up in Windsor, I can tell you that you can drink anything for St. Patrick's Day.
Well,
you really can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I'm going thumbs up on this beer, though. I think they do. I think they've done a good job with this.
Me too.
I think I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. This is a good one. If you definitely want to try a stout for this weekend, this would be a good one to reach for, and they're right here in Santa Rosa. So, yeah, that is Old Possum Brewing. This is their Interstellar Stout. I'm not sure what's going on the can, really, but
it's like a lady and with like a teardrop head, and then like another person with no legs and a pizza head.
Yeah, is she sweating? What is she doing? She's water. I don't know.
Oh, she's water.
Yeah.
So who's the pizza guy?
I don't know. It's something. Maybe they had a couple of these and then did the artwork. That could have been what happened. I'm not sure.
If you had to guess, what kind of pizza do you think this guy is? Is he like a plain cheese or like
he's either a cheese pizza, although in a, he might be a she, if I'm being honest.
Oh, good point.
And it also might good be point. A Dorito.
Those do look like memories. You're right.
And it might be a Dorito. I don't know if it's pizza.
Oh, yeah. So if it's a Dorito, if they are a Dorito, yeah. They are obviously nacho cheese Dorito.
Yeah. Just like you thought would be on a can for a stout.
Oh, see what happens when Ben's in jail again? The show just completely comes off the rails.
See what happens when you have a 9% and you're a couple minutes into it?
Yeah, at 8:30 in the freaking morning. Oh, my God.
You can check out this Beer 30 and all the others at 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out the podcast Sports Meets Beer. All right, have a great St. Patrick's Day. Talk next week.
Top of the morning to you, Daniel.